Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, Edward Wrangler and Trail Boss of Old West Daily Reader.com. Take a few minutes, let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program two for 2020. What was happening during the calendar week of January 4th through January 10th, 2020, in the great American Old West? January 4th, 1847. Captain Samuel Walker, the Texas Rangers, ordered 1,000 revolvers from Samuel Colt, who at the time had no factory. He hired Eli Whitney Blake to make the guns according to an improved design from a collaboration with Walker. The new revolvers would hold 6 shots instead of 5, have enough power to kill either a man or a horse with a single shot, and was .44 caliber black powder, and be quicker to reload. This led to an order for 1,000 more pistols, and Colt parlayed his profits, $10 a pistol on both orders, into the Colt's Patent Firearms Manufacturing Company in Hartford, Connecticut. Orders poured in. January 5th, 1903, Lone Wolf versus Hitchcock, heard before the U.S. Supreme Court, held that, quote, Indian tribes are wards of the nation, owe no allegiance to the nation, nor are they protected by the Bill of Rights, but they are due protection. Furthermore, Congress holds full authority over tribal relations and may unilaterally abrogate any treaty obligation with Native Americans, unquote. This was a definite trend away from previous autonomy granted to tribes. January 6, 1882. The Tombstone Bisbee stage was attacked by bandits. Wells Fargo guard Charles A. Bartholomew and driver W.S. Watts gave the road agents a 5-mile chase and shootout before fearful passengers convinced them to surrender the strongbox to the outlaws. Wyatt Earp, in pursuit, later claimed the miscreants for Frank Stillwell, Ike Clanton, Pony Deal, Pete Spence, and Curly Bill Brocious, all escaped. The Cowboys win another round. January 7, 1865, Battle of Julesburg, Colorado Territory. As planned, about 1,000 Cheyenne, Arapaho, and Lakota Indians attacked the community of Julesburg. Most of the civilian residents and travelers, about 50, made it to Fort Rankin, about a mile from town. However, the Indians were able to lure U.S. Army Captain Nicholas J. O'Brien, most of his command of about 60 soldiers, out of the fort, heading for an ambush. Had the trap not been prematurely sprung by overzealous young warriors, they would have been killed to a man. As it was, they lost 14 men in the mad dash back to the fort. Unopposed, save for several ineffective artillery rounds, the Indians looted the stage station, store, and warehouse in town, and over the next few weeks they would plunder ranches and stagecoach stations up and down the South Platte River Valley. 14 soldiers and 4 civilians were killed in the battle. The soldiers claimed they had killed about 60 Indians. Cheyenne warrior George Bent said that no Indians were killed or wounded in the raid. January 8, 1922, died on duty at age 57 in Nigeria, U.S. Army Colonel Charles Young. After graduating from West Point in 1889, he served as a second lieutenant in the 9th U.S. Cavalry and 10th U.S. Cavalry Buffalo Soldiers from 1889 to 1890 at Fort Robinson, Nebraska, and 1890 to 1894 at Fort Duchesne, Utah. Military educator, author, combat leader, intelligence officer, and more, this fellow had an interesting career, to say the least. A list of his firsts: acting superintendent of Sequoia and General Grant National Parks, 1903, military attaché, Liberia, 1912, bird colonel, 1918. He was the senior black officer in the U.S. Army from 1894 until his untimely death. Look him up. In today's Army, this man would have been a general officer. Tip your hat. January 9th, 1944, the passing of Chris Madsen Remorse, at 92 years in Guthrie, Oklahoma. He was a soldier, 15 years in the U.S. 5th Cavalry from 1876 to 91, and he went to Cuba with Roosevelt's Rough Riders in 1898. Served as a presidential guide to President Arthur to Yellowstone in 1883, and a lawman, Deputy U.S. Marshal 1891 for U.S. Marshal William Grimes, U.S. Marshal in Oklahoma in 1911, and Police Chief of Oklahoma City 1916. One of the three guardsmen, alongside Bill Tillman and Heck Thomas, 1889-1905, working for U.S. Marshal Abbott E.D. Nix and Hanging Judge Isaac Parker, 1875-1896, and successors, they cleaned up the Oklahoma Territory. Aggressive and courageous, Madsen killed several of the Doolin Gang outlaws himself. Look up this amazing Dane who made himself a legend in the American Old West. Tip your hat while you do it. January 10th, 1880. Henry Billy the Kid McCarty kills gunman Joe Grant at Hargrove's Saloon in Fort Sumner, New Mexico. The Kid had previously admired Grant's ivory-handled pistol, returning the piece set to call an empty chamber for the next shot. This is Program 2 for 2020. All the material presented here, copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine old-time background tunes were played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall, Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look in OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.